Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike Tomlin filibusters for almost a half hour every Tuesday, and Donnie pulls out the number one interesting thing to him. On Fridays, Donnie hosts with Joe. It's called the Donnie Football Friday, and Joe tomorrow will have his Starkey Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Maybe it will be in honor of Hines Ward, some kind of Hines Ward-related card that would make sense given the lack of maybe topical Pittsburgh sports options there are other than Hines Ward. Donnie?
Yeah, and we may get more into the 26 modern-day Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists in the next hour, but that was Mike Tomlin at the very end of the press conference today, and it was a Waynesburg grad, Riley Holsinger, who snuck that question in at the gun after Burt Lawton gave his patented anyone else.
Any chance that somebody on the Steelers PR staff nudged the broad strokes media there to ask Mike
because
about that?
Because Tomlin
at the
was
end?
Smiling before that question even came out.
I didn't even see the video. I was watching it. I had YouTube on my phone, but I was doing other stuff, so I was like just multitasking. So I didn't actually watch Mike's face. That his initial tone reeked to me of somebody quietly saying, "Hey, if somebody can ask Mike this at the end of the press conference, he'd love to sound off on Hines."
Now, how do you think that works in that room? Because it's not as, I mean, of all people to ask him that, he's probably the youngest person in there.
Maybe he yeah. felt like
he's
that's
like 23 years
maybe
old.
Maybe he felt like that's a safe place for him to really dip his toe in there a little bit more and ask a question that's going to build a little rapport with
and
the
Tomlin's going to give him a good answer.
He's going to get a good answer. It's going to maybe build, this sounds ridiculous, it's going to build his confidence to maybe ask more questions.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this definitely happened. I could see Burt even telling Riley, "Hey, why don't you, at the end of the presser, if you don't,
hey youngster,
why don't you ask him about Hines Ward and him moving on to the next round of
Mike would really appreciate that.
Yeah, Mike probably will give you something good.
I'll give you the anyone else, and then you sneak that baby in.
I'm not saying that did happen. I'm saying I think there's a chance it could have happened that way.
I don't think it did, but.
So this, like, I get up on my soapbox about this, or I don't even remember. I think I've probably changed my mind about Hines. The case Mike basically made there, though, like the case beyond the numbers, has always been very
Did you think
compelling.
It was persuasive?
It's always been very compelling to me for a couple of reasons. Hines becomes a full-time wide receiver starter in year two for the Steelers. But you will recall, he was full-time starter on a team whose offense was completely ass that year and continued to mostly be ass the next year. If you go from 01, and it's an arbitrary cutoff, I'll admit by me, to 09, a nine-season stretch, he averaged 85 catches, about 1,050 yards, and 7.5 touchdowns a year. And also was a violent, bordering on sociopathic blocker for a team that wanted to run the ball a lot. And I think when we judge tight ends who are great, we are mostly looking at, were you a great pass catcher? But when everyone talks about the, I think, widely acknowledged now greatest ever to play the position, Gronk, one thing that prominently gets brought up is he was a big boy tight end who could take on blockers or edge rushers and move people. Okay, Hines isn't 265 pounds. Ask Keith Rivers how it felt to get hit and blocked by Hines Ward.
That's actually a good point. If Hines Ward, I mean, he lined up at wide receiver and not tight end, but if he were classified as a tight end, he'd be a slam dunk to make the Hall of Fame.
Because you'd say his blocking was awesome.
Not only were the numbers good, but he was also great at the blocking part of it. I do appreciate, look, everyone has said he's the best blocking wide receiver of all time, which I don't really think outside of Pittsburgh people really care about. I just don't. I don't think it's like enough of a...
But the weird thing is on a highlight show, if you watch a guy make a long run now and a sure. wide receiver holds a block downfield to spring it,
yeah.
any former player is going to be like, and what a great effort by so-and-so.
That's why I was just going to say, Tomlin pretty much pointing out that unlike some other wide receivers, cough, cough, George Pickens, when they know they're not getting the ball, they have a tendency to sometimes to loaf and go through the motions. In fact, I was just talking to Florio about this the other day. He was at a Ravens-Vikings game, and he said it was during Moss's very mercurial chapter in his Vikings career.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike said, as a fan in the crowd, I could tell the plays where he thought he was getting the ball and not getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You never had to worry about that with Hines because he was just as into putting a corner or a linebacker or a safety on his ass as he was catching the ball and scoring a touchdown. And I do think that's a great testament to a player. And that is why, like, the essence of the Hall of Fame committee is to have these kind of discussions and debates and conversations and not just blindly say, well, this guy has better numbers than this guy, therefore he's better and has to go into the Hall of Fame ahead of him. Like, you're supposed to take into account everything there is to say about the football player beyond just
the stats,
the catches and yards and touchdowns and things like that.
I would say something else about Hines. I know that the numbers are not eye-popping. 6,000-plus yard seasons. And Mike goes, I think he had 1,000-odd catches. Mike, I think you know he had 1,000 on the number because his last one was for negative 3 yards to make sure he got to
and
the number.
And you forced that.
And you forced it to happen. Whatever. I don't care. That's fine. He was also very, very sure-handed, very reliable. If I went and looked up his drops, if Football Reference is even charting stuff like that, I bet you he would have one of the lower drop rates in the NFL. I felt
it's
like
one
if
of the
he,
most dependable
if he
wide
got
receivers
the ball
ever.
Thrown to him here, if he got the ball thrown to him, you could pretty much reliably assume he was going to catch the ball.
Yeah,
he is a funny case though for this because Football Reference has a very useful tool where they have this similar players thing right through each year of the career.
Yeah,
for his career, he is listed as being similar to 10 other players.
Yeah.
Four of whom are Hall of Famers.
Who are the six that aren't?
The four who are Biletnikoff, Charlie Joyner, Andre Johnson, Chris Carter. Five is going to be Larry Fitzgerald when he goes in officially. Uh-huh. The guys who are not, Keenan McCardell, Derek Mason, Harold Jackson, Anquan Boldin, and Henry Ellard.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But like, if you're similar enough to 5 out of 10, because I think outside of Pittsburgh, people almost mock his candidacy.
I think they do too, you're right.
But a pretty dispassionate website that really traffics in the stats and
says
not
he's
the,
right on
yeah,
the border.
Says he's right, like he's a coin flip guy.
Donnie, were you the one that said, and even though you didn't watch this guy play, I think you're basing it on the opinions of others who did. Was it you that said you'd take Hines Ward over Lynn Swann?
Yeah, I would take Hines over Lynn Swann.
Okay.
The problem is, like, for one game, if it's like a Super Bowl, Lynn Swann's liable to go out there and have four catches for 170 yards.
I mean, Hines also, yeah, Hines also had a nice little Super Bowl.
No, I know.
It's also wild to me. Now, this is a case of, I don't know, I think Terry McLaurin's actually a pretty good example. I mean, we bring up how bad his quarterbacks have been before Daniels.
Yep.
But we've seen plenty. I mean, we've seen guys do this before. I do think it's wild that probably his two best seasons, 02 and 03, his quarterback was Tommy friggin' Maddox.
But that was like the most pass-happy offense he played in, maybe.
But it's not as if, oh, this guy got Big Ben for his entire career. He put up really good numbers, great numbers, with guys who were has-beens in the league.
Let me ask another question. How much better would his numbers look if he had played most of his career with Peyton Manning?
Yeah, like if, you know,
or if he was on the Patriots
like Reggie Wayne switch
spot. Or
if
he was on the Patriots with Brady, where you know Belichick sure would never have wanted to cut him because he blocked like an SOB.
I actually, in that respect, I know that Belichick's much maligned here, as he should be. But I think if you asked Belichick if Hines Ward is a Hall of Famer, he would say,
yes.
say absolutely.
And
Tomlin does too. Those are two pretty big advocates to have
Don't
for you.
Don't you think Cowher would say it?
Yes.
Probably has
three.
Said it. So a Hall of Fame coach, is Belichick, Belichick will be in when he's, allowed to be in eventually.
Which the North Carolina
that doesn't stop
doesn't
his clock. Yeah.
Which, by the way, now his girlfriend is
suing Pablo Torre. Let me know how that
and
works.
Did you see the pictures of him at her adult cheerleading contest?
Oh, he looked
did
like
you guys
he was
see
in,
that?
Yes, he looked like he was in misery.
I don't know. I just love that so much because it's so relatable. Everybody listening right now who has a girlfriend or wife can relate to being dragged to some kind of event that you had no interest at all in going to, but you're like, screw it. I got to suck it up and do this if I want my wife to like
I think the funniest part about it is it's probably more relatable to guys who are in there like, or like, you know, could be a girl, a woman going to a guy's thing that she doesn't care about. But it's usually people in their 20s. Who are in the early stages of relationship.
Right.
He's in his mid-70s or whatever doing this.
Yep.
You're supposed to get to your 70s
and
not
have
to do this anymore.
You're right. That was a Donnie football Tomlin tidbit.
Donnie, I'm glad you pulled the Ward quote there. I love a good Hines Ward discussion. That's like a classic Barstool sports talk discussion.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.